Hi, Richard Smith here from therichardsmith.com. So, you're an independent financial advisor and you're looking for some marketing solutions for your business. Well, you're kind of in the right place, but I want to outline what I am and what I'm not. If you're looking for specific lead generation, then, you know, go along to PAA or Unbiased and, you know, pay whatever it is they're charging, probably, I would guess, in the region of anything from £45 through to about £300. And be lucky. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the numbers for that sort of lead generation are concerned. You know, if you're lucky, you're going to be converting 3, maybe 4 in 10. If you're really, really good, which I doubt, you might be converting 7 or 8 in 10. The bottom line is that, you know, these people are generating leads from online searches where the individual consumer has a brain fart and says, oh, I need some pension advice, or oh, I need a pension review, or I need my investment reviews, or I need some life assurance. And the reality is these people are going to be the sort of people that you don't want as clients. These are people that are constantly looking for the next bright, shiny thing, looking for the next solution to make their pensions or their life assurance planning or their whatever better. The reality is these make pretty poor clients. So what it is I do over here? Well, I put in place systems so that independent financial advisors can actually start to put their marketing on autopilot, to start to look at how their websites work, how their PR and other marketing strategies work, how to combine all of those in with the social media presence, but also, more importantly, to automate as much as possible. Now, as you know full well, the value of your business, like any business, is derived from the number of high-quality clients you've got and, of course, the level of income that is generated from those clients. For most IFAs, they seem to forget that their cash cow is in the nature of their existing customers. The more business you can do with them, the more you're going to be making money within your business. It's far easier and far cheaper to deal with an existing client, existing customer, than it is to draw a new business. Now, we know people die, people move, so there is a need to bring new business in. But that new business needs to be done on what I call an attraction marketing model, which means, you know, rather than you actually putting an ad out in the paper saying, buy me, this is what we offer, independent financial advisor based in wherever. The whole idea is that people are doing an online search, or they'll be reading a magazine article, or they'll be looking something in their trade press, or they'll be looking at something issued by their employer that is written and put together by you. So you are the go-to guy, the go-to firm based on that specific subject. This makes a real stronger basis for you generating leads and solid inquiries. Now, for most of you listening to this or reading through this particular post, you're thinking, oh yeah, well, I've heard all that before. Bottom line is that what we're able to do, once we sit down with you and start looking at exactly what your options are, what it is you're trying to do, I know full well that me and the rest of the team can build for you a lead generation program or a process which will work for you 24/7, 365 days a year, forever and a day. How do I know that? Well, we're currently doing it in all sorts of businesses and other areas. More importantly, my background is in financial advisor business development, so I've been doing this for a considerable amount of time. But I want to give you a couple of pointers in order to for you to fully understand why it is I do what I do. And I'm going to give you some questions you need to ask yourself before you even speak to me, because I cannot help you until we get answers to these questions. And so I'm going to work through that very, very slowly. In terms of its lead generation, what is it you want to do? Why do you want to do it? How does the lead generation fit in for what you're currently doing elsewhere and what's happening in the marketplace? So, for example, you know, if you're looking at running some advertising on pensions, focusing specifically on pension freedom, for example, would be a key point of focus for you. It's a topic that currently people are talking about. It's a conversation that you can enter very simply as, you know, a local independent financial advisor. The profit margins on the kind of products and advice you're selling. How much can you afford to pay in order to get a single inquiry? going back to the lead generation side of things, if you're currently charging £1,000 fixed price for advice and guidance, can you afford to pay £300 for a lead, leaving you with £700 as profit, time, and running a business? Most financial advisors don't do these numbers. They're still thinking like commission animals. They're still thinking like, you know, personal pension pays £2,000 or £3,000 or £5,000 in commission. And as you know full well, those days are long gone. Which is why it's vitally important you start to consider very carefully where these numbers are. So we also need to be looking at examples of news, or, you know, any where these products and your businesses appear in the news, where you should be appearing in the news. But what about any previous efforts you've had, and what were the results like for there? We also need to look at anything you're doing right or doing wrong, any thoughts or ideas that you may have around, you know, building your business. I'm also going to want to ask you to describe your unique selling proposition. Why should I do business with you? There's no point in saying, oh, I should be an independent financial advisor. You know, this is that everybody should want to get access to an independent financial advisor. Independent financial advice is the way forward. I'll be honest with you, your customers don't care. All they want is advice. The fact you're independent in their head is a secondary thing. Yes, some kind of get it, some kind of understand it, but the reality is most will be, you know, pretty wishy-washy. On this point, if you look at what, you know, St James's Place is currently doing, the most profitable business, financial advisory business on the planet at the moment. On the planet? No, that's a bit wild. Certainly in the UK, probably in Europe. What was it, £78 billion it brought in new money last year? This is because it's good at marketing. That's why it did it. It's not because the products are particularly good or the advice is particularly good, but they are very good at getting their point across. This is where you need to be. And you can't do this on your own because you don't understand the processes in play. If you did, you'd be doing it. So we also need to be considering the people. You know, you've got different people within your businesses that have strengths and weaknesses in different areas. How do we niche those out? How do we have within the business a pension specialist, an investment specialist, a specialist that likes working evenings, a specialist that only does morning appointments or weekend appointments? How do we work with you? Because this is where, you know, you create your own unique identity as a business. What about your customers? You know, have they heard from you before? What was their reaction? What do they think about your products and services? What worries them? What motivates them? What problems do they face every day? All these things need to be built into your marketing profile. More importantly, there is a conversation that's going through your client's head whilst they're lying in bed, something that's keeping them awake at night. What is that conversation? By you entering that conversation, you start to solve your lead generation problems. We also need to consider what the proposition in relation to your competition is doing. What are they offering? How are they offering it? How's that working for them? How do you know? So this is just a summary of where I am in relation to this whole lead generation thing. Yes, the internet's important. Yes, using public relations is important. Yes, getting your story out there is important. Yes, you know, looking at referrals and cross-marketing is important. Looking at doing joint ventures is important. But the bottom line is, your business provides a solution to one or more problems. That is the problem that we need to focus on when we are creating your marketing. Online or offline, your financial advisory practices will sink or swim based on how well you answer those questions. Anyway, you can find out more about me over on therichardsmith.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this short audio. I do tend to ramble a little bit, but I make no apologies for that. That's who I am. Meanwhile, get in touch with me when you're ready to move forward, and we can talk about some of these issues and outline the options for you. Thanks very much.